Let's see. The Gemara brought a raya that Halach is Potter from this case of Salah and Dinrin. Shmamina Halach Potter. So Gemara says first the Gemara tries a different terrace. Loi loi lamei malach shtayim chayiv. Maybe just like Rishon Min Allah says Machayev 3 is Machayev 2. Hi Diktani Shaloi Shlafukim Adur Bekiva Domer Meshav Aveda Havu Potter. Because if you would have picked the case of Shtayim, I wouldn't have known that he argues Rabbi Kiva. Kamash Mon, you might miss the Satayna, have a Bechayev. So maybe really Shtayim is also Chayev. Gemara says that can't be. Can you hachi Rabbi Shimon Allah Zahimer? Because 2 and 3 would be the same dit. So it comes back to the original kasha. Shtayim is potter, it's a raya. Halach is potter. So the Gemara answers no. Halach is really chayiv. So the Gemara has two terutz. The first terutz is Shani Hacha Dikomisai Leishtara. So let's chat in this terutz. Shani Hacha the Komisai Leishtara. What's the case? Yeah, the case of Dinrin. And the Teveya says you owe me 5. And the Nitva says you owe me 2. So, 2. So, we're saying that you're potter. Why are you potter? You might have been mixed of Halach is Chayiv, you should be Chayiv. So Dr. Gemara, Shani Hacha de Komisai Leishtara. Why does it mean Komisai Leishtara? Is that Rashi? That the Gemara is Bechadish in the Teretz. Now when you have a shtar that says Dinrin, Lashon Rabim, don't think, till now we thought, if it's Dinrin, Lashon Rabim, it's blank. We don't know how many it is. If it says Dinrin, it could be 2, could be 10, could be 20. So if the Gemara in the Teretz, no. If a shtar says Stam Dinrin, that's a riot too. Because it was more than 2, nobody would sign a shtar that just says Stam Dinrin, unless it said the amount. So therefore, it's considered Rashi's Lashon is Ha'idim Achsumen Al Ashtar Mi'idim Kidvarav Shaloi Hayu Al Ashtayim. That considered that the shtar is a raya that there are 2. So what if the shtar is a raya? It's 2. What's pshat in the Gemara? Therefore what? So therefore what? Again, the kasha was your might of a mitzvah. Teretz is not being maida. That's not what Rashi said. You're saying that he's not being maida because he can't be kai for it. It says it in the shtar. Saying good, but that's not the way Rashi is learning pshat in the Gemara though. Rashi's learning it's like it's ki'ilu. You have edim on the sign on the shtar that are saying it's shtar. That's only 2. What? Well, I'll tell you the difference. What?
Rashi's saying that we have edim that he owes 2 and not more than 2.
The Rashi saying that we have edim that he owes only 2 and not more than 2. Rashi's not saying it's any yacholikva. See, according to Rashi, if the Teveya would say Yomi 2 dinrin from Dishtar and 3 from a different shtar, if the Teveya would say that, then you couldn't have this teretz called Messiah Leishtar. Messiah Leishtar means like this. He's timing that this, the Teveya saying that you owe me 5 dinrin because of the loan that this shtar is on. And he's saying 2 that this shtar is on. So the Messiah Leishtar Rashi learns is pshat that the shtar is showing that the one who says 2 is right. Because if you have a shtar that just says dinrin l'shem rabim, it means 2. That's the way Rashi's learning. That the pshat is the shtar is a raya to him. Because it's not. It should say 5. If it's more than 2, it should say 5.
Not that it says 1. It's 5. It's 5.
Yeah. Okay. It should say the Eidim wouldn't sign unless it said what it's supposed to say, which is the full amount, which is fine. The and the Pesach on the days, the Rosh said his din of Eid HaMisayeya, that if I'm chayev a shvur d'iraisa, if I'm a chayev to swear for whatever reason, else made a benichtas or else. Or else Shavuos HaShomerim or Shavuos Eidechad, if I'm a chayiv to swear, I have to swear whatever it is. And there's an Eidechad that says like me. I bring an Eidechad in, let's say I'm supposed to swear that I only borrowed $50, not more. So I bring in an Eidechad that says like me that it was only 50, it wasn't more. So the Rosh said that an Eid HaMisayeya ponders from a shvur. That anybody who's if you chayiv mamin, you need two eidim to pati. If there's a chayiv mamin, you want to pati yourself, you need two witnesses. So to rush to pati yourself from a shvua, eid echad is enough. So the rush brings a raya to his yisai that eid hamisayeya paters from this teretz in the Gemara. The Gemara says shani hacha the kamasaya leishtar. Shot in the Gemara is a really halachas chayiv. Really, you're a ma'ida b'miktsas, and halach is really chayiv. So why don't you have to swear? Shot in the Gemara is that I do have to swear, but if I have a raya to me, that's been kind shvur. That takes the place of the shvur. So I'm supposed to swear, and instead I'm bringing a raya. What's the raya? The kavasayel shtara. I have a raya because this shtar is a raya to me. Zot the Rosh, so it's a Kal v'chaymer. If a raya from a shtar, which is not proof positive, just the Lashon Dinyan, is good enough to pater me from a shvua, so certainly an Eid Echad should certainly be enough to pater me from a shvua. As I state in Rosh. The Rosh is here on Daf Beis, it's the Megillah in the Rosh. And he brings a raya from here, that it could pata, Balash and Kal v'chaymer, and that's really the crucial line. He says, Kivan de patrina le mishvua b'siyua ha-shtar ba'alma, you could pata someone from mishvua with any shtar, afo b'shein kanedis gemura, shein el shtayim, there's no pu'edin. Koshkein eid echad shemei kedibrei anitva. Koshkein eid echad. What do you say to this Kal v'chaymer? First you have to understand what he's saying. Okay, saying, Agamar is saying that Ishtar Misayaya patas me from a shvua, because Halach is chayiv. I really have to swear. And Agamar is saying that if Ishtar helps me, it patas me from a shvua. So if this type of Ishtar can pata me, Sichr and Eidechah can pata me. So you could, this the Rosh says, now you could be mefakfik with the Rosh. Because you could argue that maybe the shtar is better than an Eid Echad. That's really Rashi's Lashon. Rashi's Lashon is that the shtar is Eidim HaMe'idim. The Eidim who signed the shtar, Eidim HaSum, the shtar is K'Sum B'Surim B'Bezin. It's K'Mishnech Re'edusim B'Bezin. It's solid Eidim in the shtar. And our Gemara is saying that it's like Eidim. So those who argue with the Rosh and hold that Eidim HaMe'seyeya does not patter, they're going to learn this Gemara, like Rosh and Rashi, that it's mamish to Eidim. When I say, it says, Tam Dinrim, it's literally Eidim. Eidim who signed the Shtar was saying Eid is two, and not more than two. The Rosh learns, it's just a Raya, it's not considered Eidis. So if it's just a Raya, you can make a Kal v'chaymer with Eid Echad. But those who argue with the Rosh, who hold Eidim and say, yeah, it doesn't matter, they don't learn Pshat in the Gemara's Teretz that it's mamish like two Eidim. The truth is, who's the one talking here in the Teretz? Who's talking here in the Gemara's Teretz? Gemara's answering, they're what? Really, Heiloch? Chayiv. It's Shani Yachar to come Sayyid Leishtara. So, Mechlal, it's a little hard to understand what's the Rosh's Raya. We don't pass in Heilach Chayiv.
No, we pass in halachas pater, like Taisus said. So if we pass in halachas pater, what do you bring me a raya from this Gemara? That's the Rosh himself passing in halachas pater. So why do you bring me a raya from this Gemara? This line in the Gemara is saying, if you can say halachai, if you shani yachad, the kamasai leishtar.
No.
The Gemara held it's a raya hilchus potter, and then the Gemara says
no.
The Papule Charifta says this. He says that even though this Gemara is going according to the Man Yama Halachayiv, still, why should I say there's a machlaikis in the underlying svara? And the underlying idea that a raya kapata reshvua, there's no machlaikis. Could be there's a machlaikis if stam dinrim is two, maybe. But just because this is going according to the Man Yama Halachayiv doesn't prove that the underlying idea that you could patch a shvua with a good raya, that's not so. That's what the Papule Charifta says. It can ding zuch a little because the Rosh is trying to prove something from here. Not a proof. It could be this Gemara's Teretz is only like that Mandiyama. But I think we usually have a rule in Shas that we always try to be Mimayi the Machloitis. The rule is that if the Gemara makes a statement and there's no hechrich to say that there's an argument about it, we assume it's true. And here also, the Gemara says it, we assume it's evidence that it practices. Okay, anyway, that's the Gemara's first teres. Mishum dehavalei, ashani yachdukum asayalei shtar. Inami, the Gemara's the second teres. Mishum dehavalei shtar shibut karkois. Vei nishpohen al kfiras shibut karkois. A new yisaid here that this star still in dinrim is shibbet karkais. How much kark is mishubit with a still in dinrim? How much kark is mishubit with still in dinrim? Mishtar says dinrim, so shibbet can be one or two because it doesn't say mishtar. So it's kfir shibbet karkais. So Rashi points out right away, you have to understand Pshat, it's not Kfiras Shivit Karkais. The Kfira is on the other three. The two is Maidah. He's Kai for the other three. The other three, there's no Shivit Karkais on the other three. Right? He's saying, two I admit, three I deny. The three he denies is not in the Shad. The three that he denies is no Shivit Karka. So Rashi brings, it's actually the Gemara in Shavuos, that the din that you don't swear on karka is true, sai on kfira shibit karkais, and sai if what you're minded to is shibit karkais. Whether the minded b'miktas is denying the amount he's denying is shibit karka, that patas you, or if the party's being minded is shibit karka, it also patas you. So even though Gemara uses the lash of kfira shibit karkais, it means the party's being minded in is shibit karkais. And then I'd practice a person from Yeshua's Maida B'Mixas. This is the Gemara's Teretz, and we're going to see today that even though it sounds like a very Pashut, simple Teretz, this Gemara is actually a big Yisayid in the rule of Kfir Shibbet Karkais. So before we do that, I want to go through the second Lashon, which is similar to the first Lashon, except it starts the other way. Ika the Maisa B'Seifa. Rabbi Kiva Aimer, any other commission of Avedu Potter. Some people brought a raya instead of from the Reisha, they brought a raya from the Sefer. Rabbi Kiva says, any other commission of Avedu Potter. So make the same deal. Tamadu Masholish. Hashtai in Chayiv. Vaishtai the Kamayda Bey, Keiloch Dami. Shvami na Heiloch Chayiv. So it's a raya Pug Faket by making a deal in Rabbi Kiva instead of a deal in Rishim and Olaz. Where it says Lot. Lot Amalach Shtayim Nami Potter. Right, So chapter 3 to tell me the chiddush of Meshav Aveda. Lachinami mistabra, the sakhivat shtayim chayev b'sholosh hipoter Rabbi Kiva. Yerumi kamarim. Maybe if two is chayev, he's saying three because he's better off. Yerumi kamarim, he's doing a trick. Sover yamin shtayim bin shtabuy ein b'sholosh. Rather pay the other dinner. Davi kameshav aveda v'ifter. El shmami no shtayim nami poter. If so, shmami no shtayim nami poter kashal abchia. The whole tale is chayiv. So the Gemara says the same to Terutzim. Shani Osman comes to Elishtara. Inami Havalei Shtar Shiba Karkois Vein Nishtoen Hishbon Akfir Shiba Karkois. So the second lashon, the point that it starts from, is different, but the Isfir of the Gemara is exactly identical to the first lashon, and the same to Terutzim if you hold Halach Chayiv. So this is the Maskonas HaGemara. What is the big chiddush of this Gemara? Before I get into Rambam, Raivin, Mishnah Melech, Magi Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah, and the whole thing, you have to know what is the aside chiddush of this Gemara. The chiddush is the following: that you don't swear on karka, that we know all over Shas. If you have a din Torah on karka, you don't swear on karka. That's a davar yadu in many places in Shas. That you don't swear if you're arguing over shibud karka. The second chiddush is also very often in Shas. That you don't swear on things that have to do with shibud karka, which is a bigger chiddush. You're not fighting over the karka itself. You're fighting over a shibud of karka. Same thing, you don't swear not on karka, not on shibud karka, that's fine. However, we could clear a shaila which I mentioned to you once in Elzman. The shaila is, if you and I have a din taira over karka, a shibud karka plus metaltalim, if our din taira is over both karka and metaltalim, it's one din taira and one chayiv, but there's a shibud for both. So now we could start to clear. If there's a chiyav shvua on something that's karka and metaltalim, so how would you look at it? I'm sorry. We're arguing over something. Let's say we're arguing over a chayv, and we, as beferish, we were mishabed. My karka is mishabed to you, and my car is mishabed to you. I made a poitiki that if I don't pay, you can take my karka, or you can take my car. So it's karka and metalta. Now we come to the din taira, and I'm a maida b'miktsas. So I have to swear. So I taina, I don't have to swear. This is in the din taira over shibud karka. You taina, I do have to swear. It's a din taira over shibud metaltalim. Huh? I'm swearing. You say I owe you $5,000. I say I only owe you $3,000. So now I'm a mighty basis. So I have to swear. I want to say I'm off the hook. It's shibud karka because my karka is shibud to you. So I'm off the hook. And your tining, my metaphor is also mishubah to you. So I should have to swear. So what should be? It's svara. Huh? What?
Swear
on the metaphor. And why are you swearing on the metaphor? I'm not swearing on the metaphor or on karka. I'm only swearing that I didn't borrow $5,000. You say I borrowed five. I say I borrowed three. So I'm tining. I only borrow three, Bezin says you're my Debemiktas, so what do I have to swear? The words of my Shua are, I borrowed three, I didn't borrow more than three. Now, I can't phrase that, look, I'll be Karka Metaltalim. It impacts Karka, it impacts Metaltalim, it's the same issue. I'm saying, I borrowed three, I didn't borrow five. Now, how am I going to pay you? I might pay you cash, I might pay you Karka, I might pay you Metaltalim. But right now, the Dintaira is whether I have to swear. Is that considered a din taira over karka? Was that considered a din taira over metaltalim? Is a mokim to clear both ways? What do you say in svara? Tafra. Why? But maybe I don't swear in karka. 10 times the tafra, I swear. In svara, what is it? So I have an argument with you that impacts karka and impacts metaphor. Svar chitzayna. Moshe writes very strong that there are no two ways to look at it. There are no two ways to look at it. You can only look at it one way. It's just a pella. What? Which way makes sense? Only one way makes sense for Russia. What? If you cancel each other out, and you shouldn't have to swear, you should have to swear. Yeah, but if nothing's for sure, then he's fine. He doesn't mind. Okay, nothing for sure. He's got to pay. That's a good point. Which does he have a better hold on? Normally, what do we say? Normally, a person has a better hold on karka. However, they're in Bezdin. Bezdin is Taskening. What you're saying, we'll see. There's nothing alone that I plan to talk about that says that goes with the Mahalach that you're going with. It depends which has a better smichas das on. But just in the push the thing, the idea is that Einish Ban al Karkois, it's not an Aveira to swear on Karkois. It's just there's no parsha of Shmua by Karka. That's what Einish Ban al Karkois means. Okay? What is Einish Ban al Karkois? Einish Ban al Karkois means when the Torah said a Chiddush of Shmua, it does not apply to Karka. So Ramosha says, and we see Reb Chaim says the same thing, that if I have a Din Torah with you that impacts Karka and Metalfalin, logically, that's metalfalin. On the fact that there's a shivit karka, I don't have to swear. But the ma'aseh is a shivit metalfalin. That should be mechayiv miyeshua. The metalfalin should be what's mechayiv miyeshua. In svara, I should be chayiv yeshua. What? The p'tur is that there's no chiyuv. What does p'tur mean? The Torah is not saying. Because I have a p'tur on, the thing I have a p'tur on, I'm potter. But the part that I have a chiyuv on, I still have a chiyuv. There are two parts. There's karka and metalkalim. Then I have stira. Both are meshuvid. Now it's like on the first night of Sukkot, there are two chiyuvim to eat in the Sukkot. There's one chiyuv that the Torah says for 7 days you have to sit in the sukkah. Sukkah is teshu shuris yanu. There's one chiyuv that we learn out of a hekish to a matzah that the first night you have to eat. You have to eat in the sukkah. So first night when someone eats in the sukkah, he's mekayim two mitzvahs. One, the sukkah is teshu shuris yanu, and one, a hekish to matzah. If it's raining the first night, so in the rain, there's no dinner. The sukkah is teshu shuris yanu. Right? It's a p'tur. But matzah, the hekish to matzah, you still have to eat. That's why the first night of sukkah, if it's raining, we eat in the sukkah anyway. Because by eating matzah, there's no p'tur mitzvah. So therefore, the first night of sukkah, if it's raining, I eat in the sukkah. So you'll tell me, why do I eat in the sukkah? I have a p'tur. I'll tell you, I have a p'tur from the mitzvah shivas yamin, the sukkah shivas yamin. But I don't have a p'tur from the second chiyuv. They're two separate chiyuv. The p'tur from this doesn't affect that. What Ramesh is saying is when I have a din Torah with you, my karka is mishubin and my metalfalim. If it's a case where my karka is mishubin and my metalfalim are mishubin. If they're both mishubin to you, so now I have to swear. So I say, I don't want to swear on the karka. So I tell you, don't swear on the karka. I'm not asking you to swear on the karka. With that, you have a patur. But on the metalfalim, swear. I have a right to be tevei metalfalim from you, and you're a maida b'mikta, swear. So then I'm on for pashtus, and we'll see in a minute, as the Magid Mishnah says it also, that if you're kfira shibit karkois is potter, but kfira shibit karka umetalfalim, that should be chayiv b'shua maida b'mikzas. That should be chayiv. That's what they say al pisvar. But after saying that, there's a problem from our Gemara. And that is that in our sugya, in our Gemara, what's the case in our Gemara? I borrow money from you. I say I borrowed two dinars. You say I borrowed five. I'm Baruch Hashem alive and well. I have money. Isn't my money meshubit to you? If you lend me money, my money is always meshubit to you. Every case of kirshibit karkois by a loan, it certainly should be a din of mamonis too. Our Gemara says, "Einish bana kirshibit karkois by a loan." Even though here it's also it's mamon and it's metalfalim and it's karka, I mean, it's both. And the Gemara applies the rule of Einish bana shibit karkois, which means that this Gemara appears to say that when it's both, you're pata from Yeshua. Not like these Gedolim understand is the Pashta Svarim. In other words, they're saying that this Gemara is the Hepach Svarim. This Gemara is saying that when it's Mom and Metalfalim and Karka together, the rule of Einish Bana Kfir Shabbat Karkois applies. And that tiny svaras would indicate that if it's both together, the rule shouldn't apply. So there's a problem from this Gemara in understanding what the chayra comes out from this Gemara, not like the svara. Comes out from this Gemara that it's metaltalim plus karka, it has a din of karka. Chiddush fine. Which is a chiddush. So if this was by itself, I would say, you're right, it's a chiddush, but all right, it's a Gemara, and finished. We have here a chiddush, and we have to rethink everything, and fine. That's why we have to start with the Rambam and the Ravid. But before we get to the Rambam and Ravid, you just have to understand what the Nidain is. The Nidain is that the Torah said, you do swear on Metaltalim, you don't swear on Karka. What do you do when it's both? That's the Nidain, simple enough. If it's both Karka and Metaltalim, do we say you don't swear? Or do we say you do swear because it's metaltalim? That's the lumdis of this whole discussion with Reb Chaim and all that, and everybody. That's what the discussion's about. Alright, so let's start now with the Rambam and go through the way we have it. The Rambam's case is the following shot. A man and woman come to Beis Din. The man says they were divorced. They agree they were divorced. The man says, I owe you $100 yiksuba. The woman says, you owe me $200 for the ksuba. She says she was a basula when they got married. And every basula who gets married is entitled to $200, to Masayim. And he says that you were a bula when we got married. You're only entitled to $100. And there's no shtar, obviously. There's no shtar. There's a shtar. You look into the shtar. The shtar says, there's no shtar. Either it's a place they don't write shtaris, or she lost the shtar, whatever the case may be. There's no shtar. He says 100. She says 200. So what did the Rambam paskin? That, what does the Rambam say? That he's a maid of a mikzas. And since he's a maid of a mikzas, he has to swear. He can swear that it was only 100, and he pays the 100, and he's a mighty benedictus. As I said, the Ravid says, it's not so. The Ravid time is that Einish boy and Al Kfir Hashibik HaKais, that you're part of a Mishmur, that Einish boy and Al Kfir Hashibik HaKais, a Ksuba, even if you don't have a Shtar, even in a place with your own right Shtar, a Ksuba, is you come on from the Kuchis, from the husband's the Kuchis, you all know, right? The Zikin is Idius, and I'm sorry, a Chayv Yimanai from Idius, and a Ksuba, and the Ziki Yimanai from Beninus, and a Ksuba Yimanai from Ziburis, which means Yimanai from Karaka. Ksuba Yimanai from Karaka. So Zabta Raivin, the Rambam is very sure. How could the Rambam say that when you're arguing over a Ksuba, that you're made of a mixed and you swear, Ein Nishmar HaKfir Shebekar Kais, Kfir Shebekar Karka, so it's right to write. And for the Magid Mishnah, so the Magid Mishnah says that in the time of the Gemara, only Karka was Meshubid to a Ksuba. If a man died, only the Karkois he had were Meshubid to a Ksuba. Later, in the Tkufas HaGa'inim, the Ga'inim is the time period between the Gemara and the Rishayim. You all know when that was? You know when the Ga'inim was? Don't tell me the Vilna Ga'inim, because he was the Achron. Right, the Ga'inim was, it's like something you assume everybody knows, right? The Ga'inim was, the Gemara was finished around the year 400. And the Rishayim started around the year 1000, slightly. The Rif was a little before then. It starts the Rishayim. From the year 400 to the year 1000, that's a long time, that's 600 years. We have almost no Svarim in that time period, but we have Rav Haggai and Rav Sadia going there, very little. And then came the Rishayim. The Rishayim was from about the year 1000 till the year 1500. So there you have already a lot of Svarim. The Tvah, the Rajba, and the Rif. Rambam and the Ramban, Rashi and Tosfos, plenty of Svarim. So the Ga'inim is until about the year 1000. In Ba'Goyim, that time period is called the Dark Ages, because Ba'Goyim also they have no Stam in the Velt. There's very little remnants of that time period. There's a lot of wars in that time period, and whatever reason, maybe people didn't know how to write so much, but we don't have. Well, one of the things we have from the Ga'inim is there are a number of takanis we have. How do we know the Ga'inim's takanis? The Rambam brings most of the takanis of Ga'inim. And one of the takanis the Ga'inim made was that a ksuba yikamanayin metaflinta. To help a woman who's divorced or who's an almana, we said that metaflinta mishubid to a ksuba as well, even after the man dies. She came out from a tafelin too. Zok the Magid Mishnah. Since the Rambam is talking lahalacha, bizman hazeh, a divorced woman can manayin, or a amana can manayin, saifam karka, saifam tafelin. Zok the Magid Mishnah. This is a case of karka plus tafelin. This is a case they're fighting over the ksuba, which is Karka plus metaltalim. So if the Magid Mishnah, you know what the Rambam is saying? Then if it's karka plus metaltalim, there's a chiyuv shvua. And that's why you're a ma'idah b'miktsas. Because it's not just karka, it's karka plus metaltalim. So karka plus metaltalim makes you into a ma'idah b'miktsas. As I zokt, the Magid Mishnah. In Svara, no problem with the Magid Mishnah. Magid Mishnah will be fine. Because in Svara, we can hear it. But comes along the Lecha Mishnah, and he says, Bava Metzia, Dalet Amud Beis. He says, the Gemara Bava Metzia, Dalet Amud Beis, says, Ein Nishbon Afir Shibik Harkais, and here, Ein Nishbon Afir Shibik Harkais, this is a case of borrowing money. Borrowing money, your Metatlam HaMeshubit too. You have to pay with whatever you have, even the shirt off your back, you have to pay your loan. So it's a case of metatlin plus karka. We see from here that metatlin plus karka has a din of karka. So how could the Magid Mishnah say in the Rambam that metatlin plus karka, a din tyre which is over the two, has a din of metatlin? Our Gemara says that it has a din of karka. So this is the Lechem Mishnas Kasha, which from which all the Shtiklus Torah, there are many Torahs in which Baya is from this Kasha. Now, before I get to any pilpul, if I wanted to just give you a Balabatish Teretz to this Kasha, or Chayra, to give you an easy Teretz, which Reb Chaim doesn't say, and the Lechem Mishnah doesn't say, and the Ramesha doesn't say, all those at all. Chayra, I could answer you the following. This line in the Gemara is going like who? Like who is this line in the Gemara going? Like the Mandiyah Mehelach? This line in the Gemara is going to Mandiyah Mehelach is Chayiv. Right? The Gemara is the Kasha, we see Helach is Chayiv. If we see Helach is Potter, you don't swear. And the Gemara, Helach is Chayiv, just Einish Basha V'Karkos. So if I wanted, I could tell you, 1 minute. This line in the Gemara is going like the man Yama Helach is Chayiv. La Locha, it's not a Raya. We pass in Helach is Potter. No? If I wanted, I could tell you, why is everyone trembling? This whole Gemara is going to man Yama Helach Chayiv. That's not La Locha Bechlau. But we said before that we don't work that way. We see from the Rosh that he learned this Gemara, that with the Gemara's Terutzin, the Yisoid of the Teretz is Emes. He uses it to answer the Raya. We see from the Rosh I spoke out in the beginning of Shir, who was going on the first Teretz, Shani Hachad HaKamasai Leishtara, that we assume the Svara of the Teretz is true like everybody. So that's why everyone tumbles. The assumption is the Gemara's Svara of the Teretz is true like everybody. If it's true like everybody, so now we have a Kasha. And again, what's the Kasha? When you have it in Torah, which is over Shibin, Metaltal, and plus Karka, both, do we look at it as Karka, which is the Mashmois HaGemara, or do we look at it as Metaltal, which is the Mashmois of the Mashmois of the Rambam, which is Kamat Mephorish in the Rambam. So there are a couple of Mahalchim in how to deal with this Gemara. First of all, there's Davi Meluim. Davi Meluim, it's in Tzadik Vav, Sivkot Neches. Says the Svara that was mentioned before. That a Din Torah that's over Karka and Metaltalim depends. What is the Iker Smichas Das of the Teveya? What is the thing that the Teveya is thinking about Be'ikah? What's going on in his mind Be'ikah? When a person lends money, if I lend you money, as an Agamar, and I wrote a shtar, what do I gain by writing a shtar? What do you gain by writing a shtar? If you want to lend me money, what's your plus side of writing a shtar? The two benefits, what are they? Guaranteed from karka. So one is shibud karka. That's one benefit. What's the other benefit you have? I can't say parati. If I say I paid, you could say, but in my shtar chabiyadi, my boys. You know, the truth is, there's more than one gain. You can say parati. Also, I have a proof that I lent it to you. I really don't need it. I could bring the Adim, but it's easier to bring a piece of paper than Adim. Avni Meluin says that when a person writes a shtar, it's an indication that he's being Soymich Das on the karka. You could think so. You could say, no, maybe he's doing it for the other benefits. But Stamazai, a person who lends money bishtar, he knows that this other person, whatever cash he has, he can run away with, he can hide it, he could lose it. Karka, you can't hide. You can't run away with karka. The karka's there. So if the karka's there today, it'll be there tomorrow, it'll be there forever. Karka is a sure bet. Unless it's in New Orleans, in which case it's a sure bet, right? But karka is a sure bet. So he's saimach on the karka. Zogt, the ravid, a person who lends money bishtar, has a mind the karka. A lady who gets a ksuba When she gets a ksuba, she has a mind of karka. She lives in the house. Adarabba. But it's a kodesh hagoinim, the lashon it says, is that it's easier for a lady to take the talisman. She's in the house. She's in the house, they're getting divorced. She knows she's entitled to something. She just take it with her. She's packing her bags. So she'll pack in whatever it is that has value. She'll put it in also. A woman is not, an exuba, is not the ikr being samech das on karka. And the fact that she, if she has a shtar, again, it's not because she insisted on a shtar, it's because you write a shtar, you go to chasna, you write a shtar. The, by ksuba, a person's snikas das is not on karka. It's up to having maluim. So that's what this depends on. If you have a case of karka plus metalfa, it depends. If the person's ikr das, nichas das was on the karka, so then that's called the din tayro of the karka, inish banal karkais. That's our sugya. If the ikr din tayro was over a ksuba, but we don't say the person said a das at a ksuba, on karka dafka, then it's metalfa, then you do swear. It's very geshmak, that having moves teretz is a very geshmak of teretz. That it depends what your ikas nichas das is. Comes out lahalacha, like the Avdei Meluim, a chiddush. Lahalacha. If you and I have a din Torah over a shtar that was written for a loan, maskana like the Avdei Meluim is, that's karka. That's shivat karka. And that's the way the Avdei Meluim is paskering. It's shivat karka, it's my ikas nichas das is on karka. So it's nice for me that I'm saying that's on karka, but I'm going to lose. That by the mikvah is going to be part of the shul. This is the Avdei Meluim's mahalach, which is probably the ikra mahalacha. That's what it depends on. Reb Chaim has another mahalach. Reb Chaim's mahalach, his lashon is not, as those of you who looked at it, is not so clear. The way the stipler explains, very bekitzer, the stipler brings it in the half, a third of a paragraph. Reb Chaim's teretz is the following. Reb Chaim says, our Gemara is a case of halach. That's what the Gemara says. Our Gemara is a case of halach. Right? The case of the man says Amayda and Halach. What's the Halach? The Halach is, in our Gemara, is the Shtar. The Shtar says Dinya. Why is it Halach? Because Halach means, if I give you money, it's Halach. That's certainly Halach. Or if there's a Shtar that says Dinya, it's also Halach. What does that mean? So Rashi says, why is it Halach? The Shibit Karka makes it Halach. That means that when I'm moida to dinrim, it's halach because it's ki'ilu, I paid the karka which the shtar represents. It's ki'ilu, I paid that karka which the shtar represents. Zavtrep chai. Agamara svara. That any time there's a shtar which represents karka, it's halach, is telling us, a chiddish, that this is called a din Torah over karka. Because what is Halach saying? Halach is saying that if you could get karka, it's as if you got it already. That's the whole Halach in our case. Kitparu, it's as if I gave it to you already. I don't need a din Torah, I don't need a psak bezdin. It's as if I gave it to you. Zotrab Chayim, it's our sugya. Halach means, when I have a din Torah with you over something and there's a shtar, it's ki'ilu, that shtar, it represents karka which ki'ilu I gave it to you already. Zavkeb Chayim, any case where the person has a shtar, it's going to be a din of Ein Yishpah and Akfir Shibbet Karkois. In any case where there's a shtar and karka is Meshubit, any case, whether it's Halva or Ksuba or Mekachomemka, any case in the world that has a shtar of Shibbet Karkois, it's automatically considered to be a din Torah over karka. The Rambam's case of Ksuba, remember, what was the Rambam's case? She says, you owe me 200. He says 100. There is no shtar. There is no shtar. To be a shtar, you look at the ksuba. You see, it says the ksuba. There is no shtar. In the Rambam's case, where there is no shtar, then it's emes. The talisman plus karka, you do swear. Any deterrent, the talisman plus karka, you do swear. Agamara is different because there's a shtar, with a shtar which represents shibit karkois. So that's considered to be a dentaira on karka. Which is really, you can learn into the words of the Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah doesn't theorize the whole halach business. Lecha Mishnah says the words. Here there's no shtar, there there is a shtar. Really, Reb Chaim is explaining that difference. But I just want you have the difference. Reb Chaim is not. The Abdi Meluim says the difference is if it's a loan or a ksuba. Reb Chaim is saying the difference is if it's a shtar shibit karkois or without it, or there is no shtar. That's the difference, yeah. Lav Davka. It would be nice. It would fit nicely to be toilet, but Reb Chaim I don't think means to be toilet in the two. Yeah. No, the Beis Yosef says that any time I tell you we don't need a Pesach Bezdin, that's the way Beis Yosef explained it. Anytime I tell you we don't need a Pesach Bezdin, that's Halach. So Reb Chaim's Lashon is not like the Tzitzis Lashon. His Lashon is just Kipparuah, which Taka doesn't sound like the Tzitzis Svara. But if you hold like the Tzitzis, that's Kipparuah, the whole Reb Chaim still works. It doesn't work with his Lashon, but it's still, the whole thing still works. Anyway, this is a Reb Chaim's Mahalach. Reb Chaim is very similar to Reb Moshe's Mahalach, which Reb Moshe says in Chayshu Mishpat Simon Lamedalit, also in our Gemara. Reb Moshe says it with a little more dramatic lashon. Reb Moshe's insight is that if I lend you money with a shtar and my karka is meshubid, it's considered that you already own a chelik in my karka. That when I lend you money and there's a lien on my karka, it's considered like you already have a certain level of bialus in my karka. That's the way Reb Moshe learned shibudim. He said that's pshat in all shibudim. Anytime something's meshubid, you have something of an ownership in my land. Now I'm just remembering, there's a tshuva in the Debrei Tzinah Rav has a shayla. If you buy a house, do you make a shechiyanu on the house? Now you buy a new suit, you make shechiyanu. Buy a new car, you make shechiyanu. If you buy a new house, you make shechiyanu. It doesn't have to be new. If you buy a used car, you also make shechiyanu. If it's yours, to you, it's new. So you buy a house, you make shechiyanu? Well, or take shechiyanu for more than one person, take a maker. Do you make such a bracha? So Debrei Tzinah Rav writes in his tshuva that if you have a mortgage, then the bank owns the house too. You don't really own the house. The bank has a lien on the house. You don't own it yet. By the time you pay off your mortgage, it's not new anymore. So he says you don't make a bracha. That idea, later in Moshe, is very gishmak. Maybe that's what he means. That a lien on a house, you have a chelik in ownership. It's not just, it's a deal that if you don't pay, I'll come get your house. Reb Moshe learned shibudim that he mamish has ownership in the house. That the one to whom it's meshubid has bialus in the house. A certain level of bialus. He doesn't own it. He can't tell you what to do. He can't tell you he wants to sleep there tonight. That's not the deal. The deal is he has bialus for shibudim. Now, according to that, we understand Reb Chaim very gishmak. In Svara, a din Torah over metalfilm plus karka is metalfilm. Shibudim is different. Because by shibudim, I'm saying I own a chelik in your karka. Your karka is meshubit to me. I say I lent you X amount of dollars. That amount of money, if your karka is meshubit to me, I already own it. Now, if you're going to be a Maida B'mitzvah and swear, you're swearing on a Haidah of Karka. When you're Maida that I have $200 worth, you're swearing on a Haidah of Karka. So it's very, Rechaim doesn't quite say it like what Moshe says it. The other nafkamin is how you phrase it. But Ramosha's Yisoid is a lot easier to remember the way Ramosha calls it than the Rechaim. Ramosha's Yisoid, that by Shibudim you own a part of the karka, that phrase is much clearer. And with that lashon, it's much. The whole Reb Chaim hears ice very, very smoothly. On Kaponim, this is the sugi of Ein Nishban on Kfir Shibbe Karkois. I mentioned to you Rav Nivluim, Reb Chaim, and Reb Moshe, which are similar. There's a third shot in the Rambam, and that's in the Ozel. Evan Ozel just changes everything. Listen to what Evan Ozel says. You have to chap. If you chap, you get it in a second. If not, not going to help to me to repeat it. What's the Rambam's case? A man tells his wife, a woman tells the husband, you owe me $200. You owe me $200 for a ksuba. The man says, no, I only owe $100. Rambam says he's a maida b'miktas. Why is he a maida b'miktas? Because he was maida $100. He's up to Ravid. What do you mean? What he was made is the Shibikar Kais. It's Karka that they're fighting over. He's up to Evan Ozel. The man could have said, I never married you. Who are you? Who are you? I never married you. I don't know who you are. There's no ksuba at all. The man, he could have said that the whole dintayr is not a dintayr. He could have said, I never married you. Now, what? So who says the Rambam is talking? You have a kasha on the Rambam. So the Rambam is talking in a case where the man could have said, I never married you. What? You sign them. They could say, the father never married you. So chutz would say it to the mother. Huh? You see, the father, you sign. Yeah, it's really a good kasha. The chap of the Rambam, of the Evan Ozel, he's saying is that he's being made the two things. He's being made that I married you, and then he's being made that I owe you $100 because there's a ksuba. But the being made that married you is what makes you a made b'miktas. Now, what you're saying is really a shtickle kind of. Evan Ozel says with this chap, he's saying that he's made b'miktas, he might not marry you, so that makes him a made b'miktas. The truth is, the Rambam is talking when the Yisaimim, the father died, Yisaimim are tining, the ksuba is only 100, the woman is saying it's 200. The truth is, if the Yisaimim are her children, they won't want to say, he never married you. What? Because he's not her children. Or it could be it is her children and they were born out of wedlock. They never married him, and
the whole Rambam, that's one thing.
No, it's talking a regular case.
It's
hard to get anyone married many years later. No, there's no chazaka there. Yeah, you have to go 30 days in town with a cheskes married. It's really enough. Nothing like that. Okay. Yes. He's still a might of a mitzvah. Every might of a mitzvah, it's ours to be kai pakal.
You're using
a migul. I'm just saying the haidah includes a part of the haidah which has nothing to do with the
ksuba. What does that help? It only helps because I didn't have to say you were married.
Alright, anyway, Evan Oz will put aside. The ikkar is that Miluim Shita and his side. And the other in for tomorrow, I will go vital, but we have to spend a few minutes on Tosfos Einish Boim. On Tosfos Einish Boim, there's a Rosh and Ramban, Rosh B'Shem Ramban. It's the last Rosh in the fifth parak of Shavuos. He brings our Tosfos, a Ramban, and then the Rosh enters Tosfos. I'm not going to go into Achrayim on it, but it's still an important Tosfos with that Rosh Ramban, and then we'll start the next session.